Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the Pisces full moon. The Pisces full moon will take place on Saturday, September 14 at 2:32 p.m. in Sydney, 5:32 a.m. in London, and 12:32 a.m. in New York City. Why do I say New York City? I think just New York's enough, right? 12:32 a.m. in New York. This moon is being touted as gentle, but without bursting your positivity bubble, I'd like to put a little bit of a caveat on that. If you are someone who easily recognizes, processes, and balances their emotions, then sure, you're going to find this moon a breeze. But if feeling stuff, and I mean really feeling it, sends you into a bit of a panic, then this moon might make you feel a little uneasy. I'm going to go a bit deeper into what we can expect, but just keep in mind that if you do fall into the latter group, I know I do, then this moon is the perfect opportunity to learn to process and experience your emotions. And when you do, well, the gifts are endless. Now, everyone's charts are different, and it can get really complicated when I try and make blanket statements when we're talking about astrology. But from a really simple standpoint, if you are a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces sun, moon, or ascendant, so a water sign essentially, you should find this moon quite nourishing and familiar, I guess is the right word to use. Familiar, yeah. The air signs, that is Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, are probably going to find a little resistance to the energetic pull into the emotional, heartfelt body, as they love to hang out in the mind. Yeah. So this moon is asking us to drop into the heart, into our feeling sense, and the air signs, double air over here. We love to hang out in the mind. We love to be thinking all of the time. Everyone else, so my fires and my earths, again, it's dependent on the rest of your chart. But if you feel like you're someone who can go with the flow, and by flow, I may or may not be talking about the watery flood of your tears, then this moon will feel great. If you can't, then there might be some work to do. Okay, let me backtrack a bit here and tell you about some of the qualities of the fish, Pisces. The mantra for Pisces is, I dissolve. Its objective is to gain spiritual peace. It is the last of the zodiac signs, and it is the last breath, the death of self, the process of diffusion. Pisces easily connects to spirit and the universe. It's deeply intuitive, psychic, healing, vulnerable, and so incredibly vibrationally charged. This feeling of diffusion and dissolving of self makes it fluid like water. And this feminine flow creates this incredible ability to be a visionary, to be compassionate, so caring, and undeniably dreamy. But it also has this tendency to become so in flow that Pisces can lose touch with reality. Boundaries become blurred. There's confusion, impracticality, and a sense of unreliability. The daydreamer can become ungrounded, the victim, the martyr. So as we slip into a lunar phase where the moon is full and we're being asked to surrender, release, let go, and forgive, the Pisces energy is the perfect seat to ride the waves of fluidity. But if you're not comfortable in the water, and of course I don't mean this literally, but if the idea of experiencing, processing, and making space for your emotions feels foreign and scary, then this full moon might feel like a rapid rushing river ride. This moon will make us all feel highly sensitive. And by this, I mean sensitive in the sense of our emotions, yes, but also it will give us a better access to our psychic awareness, our heightened intuition, and our super spidey senses. But only if we allow ourselves to feel everything that comes up under this full moon. If we run, if we suppress, ignore, or close ourselves off, then we miss out on all the gifts that this moon is here to offer us. The last Aquarius full moon was our reformation. This is our dissolve, our opportunity to lose the ego, become the spirit, and incarnate as a new self with the next full moon in Aries in October. A huge part of any full moon, but especially one like this, when we're being urged to front our fears, our feelings, and also our fortunes, is to practice forgiveness. It is key to moving on. It's the resolve to resentment, hostility, and pain. It's our all-access pass to freedom, joy, and new opportunity. I recorded a podcast all about forgiveness with energetic healer Justine Peacock. And if you're a Lunar Lover member, you'll find that episode among all of the other moon goodies gifted to you as part of your membership. It's a really valuable insight into forgiveness from an energetic perspective and why it's so important that we practice it regularly. Because if we don't, all those things that we fail to forgive, they pile up inside of us and they mess around with our energetic flow. Forgiveness to me has been the key to knocking down the walls around my vulnerability and my ability to allow myself to be seen. When we fail to forgive, and guys, this could mean forgiving self. Most of the time it is yourself you need to forgive more than others. When we fail to forgive, we can never truly let go. And when we hold on to dear life to those things which don't serve us, and yeah, at times are toxic and are just wasted energy, then it blocks space for new experiences and opportunities to come in. It essentially blocks our ability to manifest. So I ask you, who and what needs your forgiveness? Why are you holding on so tightly to vibrations of resentment and hostility? What could be gained if you let go, forgave, dissolved the ego, and found spiritual peace with yourself and the situation at hand? Okay, so forgiveness, that is task one for this full moon. I want you to go and I want you to write down all of the things, all of the people, all of the things within yourself that need your forgiveness. You will feel so much release from this. Task two. Such a taskmaster. Task two, processing of your emotions. Now, I am a double air sign. And although I have taught myself to feel more, to process efficiently, and to recognize, release, and no longer suppress emotion, I still struggle with it. It's not an innate quality for me. I would much rather process things cerebrally. But this is the beauty of water signs, and especially Pisces. They teach us how to be at peace with our emotions. Air signs would rather think. Earth signs would rather do. Fire signs would rather express or quite often react. But water signs, they want to feel all the feels. And there are notes to be taken from the rest of us. So if you need some help, may I make a few suggestions for you during this moon? Emotions are going to arise whether you're ready for them or not. Uh-oh. What you do with them is up to you. So here are some things that work for me. Number one, sit with it for at least 10 minutes. It might feel like an eternity, but it's only 10 minutes. It is impermanent. You can set a timer to count down its impermanence if you wish. I do. Set the timer for 10 minutes, feel the feeling, and when the timer goes off, you can let it go. I like to take a deep inhale through the nose, exhale that emotion through the mouth. Second thing, Move, capital M-O-V-E. And by this I mean get up off your ass and move the feeling through you. Not to get rid of the feeling, not to get rid of it and not feel it, but to give it space to be in motion. Emotions are just energy and they need to move. So go for a walk, go to yoga, go for a run, dance around the kitchen naked. Do what you got to do. May I suggest Taylor Swift's latest album, Lover, to get you in the mood to move. It is so good. The third thing is journaling. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't love to journal. Oh, controversial, I know. But I do love to journal when I'm trying to process something. I find it really helpful. It was the reason I decided to include journal prompts in the Lunar Lover membership, because when we need to embody an energy and move it through us, it can be so incredibly helpful to write it out. And if you're not a gifted writer, it doesn't matter. Anybody can write out their feelings on a page. It is fucking therapeutic, I promise you this. If you want journal prompts, which can be super helpful for this particular Pisces full moon, you get access to them as part of the Lunar Lover membership. So to sign up for that, just click the link in the show notes of this podcast episode, or you can head to jordanalevine.com/lunarlover. The fourth thing is to cry. I know, so confronting for those of you who aren't criers. But me, oh my, it works wonders. It's honestly the best way to move emotions. Let them flow out of you. Feel them. A good 5-minute crying session is probably the best release you can do. It'll move stuff through you so flippin' fast. Fiercely punching or screaming into a pillow also works wonders. Okay, my last little piece of advice is to pop on some killer tunes. Music is a big one, a beautiful way to move emotions. I actually think the vibrations of the music help to shift our own vibrations, yeah, by taking them on this like beautiful kind of sound wave ride. I mentioned before dancing butt naked in your kitchen. You can do it with clothes on too. You don't have to be naked. But also, if you're not a dancer, singing at the top of your lungs, also great. Another great way to move energy and process emotion. Music, even if you can just feel it, like really feel into the energy of a song, I'm a lyrics gal. Like I love some really expressive lyrics, but for many people, lyrics don't really sink in and it's all about the melody and the beats. So whatever it is, just put the music on that forces you into an emotive state. Actually, I have one last. It wasn't on my list, but as I'm sitting here, if you are a creative, if you are an artist, then I highly recommend expressing yourself through art. So whether that's painting or drawing or sculpting, ceramics, whatever it might be, that's also a really beautiful way to process and start to feel into our emotional state. And look, here's the real reason we need to process these emotions. It's not just for the fun of it. It's super fucking cleansing. Sorry, excuse my language. It helps us clear them so that we can create space. Harbored, suppressed feelings take up space, prime real estate, and will likely pour out of you when you least expect it, or can start to manifest as other things, injuries, illnesses, bad freaking moods. Plus, if you're even thinking about suppressing or ignoring feelings that arrive with this full moon, let me warn you that you will be triggered by this full moon. I repeat, suppressing and ignoring will not serve you at all under this Pisces full moon. I hope I sounded serious enough in that warning. Okay. Are you freaking out? Don't freak out. Who is ready to feel the feels? Me. Yes. Podcast host reluctantly raises her hand. I am ready to feel the feels. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you share it with your friends. Take a screenshot and share it on your Insta stories. Make sure you tag me so I can see it and then share it with my followers. If you feel called to, I would absolutely love if you could leave me a review for this podcast on your podcast app. Also, if you're keen, I'm holding an online Pisces full moon circle on Sunday, September 15 at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. It is exclusive to Lunar Lover members only. So if you do want to join that full moon circle, we're going to do some beautiful work around forgiveness. We're going to do some wonderful releasing work and a beautiful guided meditation. If you want to be a part of that and you would love to become a Lunar Lover member, again, the link is in the show notes or on my website, jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. You'll also get those Pisces full moon journal prompts, plus a juicy anti-anxiety breathing meditation, that podcast interview with Justine Peacock, among some other exclusive podcast content that you can't get anywhere else but in the Lunar Lover dashboard. And there's also like a bunch of other really cool moony things. Next week, I have a wonderful conversation that's very much in line with the Pisces energy of dissolving the self and finding spiritual peace. I can't wait to share that with you. So until then, enjoy this upcoming full moon. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.